Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Yeah, I mean 37, you still would have. Yeah, I
mean, okay. All right.
Do we have a graphics made for the draft?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, hello.
We are live. Hi, my name is Brandon Walker, and this is Pick Central, Barstool's daily gambling show where we talk about gambling. On Fridays, we do some fun stuff with my friend Jeff D. Lowe because all the talented people leave on Fridays. Rico's not here. Marty Mush isn't here. Big Ev is here. He's to my left. So he's back in the building.
This is always the part where I have to make sure I'm like a doughboy on camera. This chair is the worst chair.
How do you feel like you look right now?
We cut to Jeff. Like shit.
This is a bad chair because you can see right up your shorts.
Yeah.
I sit in that chair.
Yeah.
From tip to stalk, you saw it all.
It is Dicks Out Friday, so that's why I brought you guys in. If you want to go ahead and flop them, throw them out there, maybe see if.
Ev just threw his out there. Put it back.
So, yeah, Jeff D. Lowe is here. Nick Terraney is here. And I'm just going to go ahead and be honest. I have no idea why Nate's here. He is here.
I didn't want to be in Tommy Smokes' video, so I was hiding out in here, and then the show started.
Okay. So you're just going to chill?
Yeah, I'm just hanging out.
He can judge the game.
Okay. All right. Cool. I didn't ask you to be here, though.
I'll be on my best behavior.
All right. Okay. So what we're going to do today is we'll talk about our picks. We'll talk about some hockey. We'll talk about some basketball for the first 20 minutes or so. And then we'll get into the Hall of Very Average.
I feel like this can be a recurring thing.
Just continue like every year? Or
like
just
every couple months, we induct more very average things into the Hall of Average.
So this is just things in life, whether it be an athlete, a movie, a song, or anything, a sandwich. Into the Hall of Very Average. It's just something that's just there.
Yeah.
Well, you cut one this morning. Do you want to give an example what that was?
Well, no, because the one I cut, I don't think anybody would accept as average. So
I didn't take Marion Barber III.
Oh.
But right. Marion Barber III never rushed for 1,000.
Okay,
never rushed 1,000 yards.
I did cut Alex Smith today because I feel like his end of career and the leg injury, and then he
I
had
agree.
A couple good years. But for most of his career, he was just remarkably average.
Yes.
Plus, his name is the most average name in the world.
Yeah. The first year I played fantasy football, I took Marion Barber first overall. LT went too.
I hope that wasn't the record-setting year.
It was.
Okay.
It was the one where you won.
Who else did you chop out? Do you remember anybody else?
A name that I loved, Ruben Drones.
Oh, my God. Ruben Drones. North Carolina?
But he went for over 1,000 yards.
Is that North Carolina?
That was my rule.
Believe so.
Over 1,000 yards. I think it doesn't get you out of it.
So you and I chatted about one. Did you keep it?
I kept him.
Okay.
You only did running backs.
I have a wide receiver.
I actually didn't do football because I didn't like any of my
I went to baseball.
I did too.
Actually, I have no football. Just one basketball.
Okay.
I only have one athlete.
I have one athlete as well.
Somebody said in the chat, they're just listing average things, and Zach Feigelson says Brandon Walker's humor.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
Let's put a cork in that because that may have been on mine.
Okay. Jeff Francoeur's
that's a good one.
And
Frenchie.
There's too many people saying things like Derek Jeter and stuff. Like, no, Derek Jeter's not. Like, is he a little overrated? Yeah, that's a fun joke to play, but he is.
Some might say underrated.
But certainly not average. Who would say that?
You?
The people who, yeah, I mean, I just said it, didn't I?
Derek Jeter underrated?
Because everyone says he's overrated, so I'm going back on it. He's underrated due to his overrated.
Somebody says just NC State University.
Yeah.
It's pretty
great
good.
Great answer.
Yeah, it is
super
good.
Average. Yeah.
They are just, they're never like the worst. They're never the best. They're
I like that
there.
Thought process because I didn't think big enough. I was thinking individual.
Yeah. No, wow. I tried to think of teams. I have a state. I thought of a state.
I know what it is.
You probably do. Yeah. Because I just rail about this state being average all the time over at our shared desk. So yeah, hockey though. NHL hockey playoffs have been on fire.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you were part of the stream last night with Spittin' Chicklets.
Yeah,
boys.
I was fucked up.
Yeah, you're hungover this morning.
Yeah, I feel like shit.
And you don't
drink.
Like,
I feel like complete ass.
Wait, you were here too?
Yeah, I was in the back. I wasn't as vocal as them. They were the stars.
I mean, Biz was rocking his Wheeling Nailers jersey. Me and KB were right there next to him, and we were talking about the first time we met Biz. It was like 3 a.m. He was waiting outside of our after prom, and he was just giving out like hypnotic sips to like our dates.
I'm not going to be.
And it was really cool. We were like, Biz, you don't even play in Wheeling anymore. It's 2010. He's like, yeah. That's all he said. And then he took us to Sheets. What a guy.
That was a blast last night.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
They make us do Pink Whitney shots in between periods. And
there was no really
hockey
periods? No.
It was goals.
Yeah, it was goals, but it was it wasn't even like there was no rhyme or reason on it. Initially there was, but then I realized there's just no rhyme or reason because there are goals being scored where we're not drinking Pink Whitney. It was
so
very
just
funny.
Basically at the whim of whoever was really the captain of the ship.
And then they made you go down and back, like hit tap the wall, sit back, and you made something, said something stupid, and then no
Sass
left.
Had to do three in one. Sass asked if Sidney Crosby still played.
Or is he washed?
How many fucking people are there? This sounds like the whole company.
It was a ton. And they're doing it again tonight. A ton of people. It's a very if you even like Chicklets a little bit, it's a must watch because
they
it's
keep
just
the
them
high.
Doing a live pod.
Yeah,
they're just doing a live pod. They're telling stories, funny shit, and also Whit Grinnelli after the Pens went up 3-1 said, FaceTime Frankie, fuck with Frankie, and the second he did, they scored two goals and tied it up.
That pissed me off.
So then we said let's reverse jinx it. So Whit called him, reverse jinxed it, immediately the Pens scored. Called him back, immediately. So they were jinxing each other back and forth. And it's like finally he's like, okay, Islander score, I'll let Frankie call me. Frankie called him, Pens won the game.
Ooh.
It was just a jinx off.
That was quite a story. That was quite a lot that happened there.
It did happen, too.
It was a whirlwind of
just
goals.
Just like the Biz story he just told.
Yeah.
It happened.
They say jinxes aren't real.
And you were you went through the ringer last night with Vegas.
I thought their season was over. It was a shame. Which I've never gotten like really like I've never gotten negative with them because I've had no reason to.
They're the best team in the NHL.
They had technically second best. Shout out to all of our. I know there's a big audience in Colorado who watches the show. So.
I'm just I can't look at the chat today because they're all just saying average things, and it's just fascinating.
To me.
Two of mine have already been said.
Three inches.
Chat.
Ignore it.
I can't ignore it. I finally did.
No, I finally.
You started
did.
Ignoring comments.
I turned off my DMs and I put on quality filter on Twitter. Oh my! It's like a different world.
What about the hoes?
I mean, it's a shame I'm not going to be able to talk to people really anymore. But
yeah, what about
it got
what about the hoes?
What about bitches?
I realized that in doing the dozen, people are fans of teams now.
Yeah,
and it's not you and PFT playing trivia against random people and having it's not like a joke anymore, and you just can't reason with that, which is cool. Like I'm that's awesome that people are fans of teams because we can make this thing grow, but
I don't think that's ever been done before. People are fans of a trivia team.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's a couple things online.
Is there? Okay.
The Schmodown's one of them. But
what about again?
There's no reasoning with that anymore, so I just had to kind of shut it off. Unfortunately,
yeah.
People are very, very passionate about it, which is what you wanted.
Too much last night.
I watched last night. I mean, were the Yak Boys a lot? Yeah, but they're funny as hell. That's just I thought it was fine.
People were freaking out.
I was like, I thought it was fine.
It would be worse if they were disrupting and bad. They win.
Right.
Yes, and also again, like people are focusing way too much on why teams are losing certain ways.
Yeah,
like you actually, it's like not to like bring it up again, but nobody's mentioning that you blew a very easy NFL question.
You've mentioned that 20 times since.
But my point is, people are enough. Like last night, Smokin,
I had D'Angelo Williams in fantasy. It was like 2014 when he was on the Steelers. Was that 14?
Maybe
was it later.
Perhaps
he was like a touchdown machine.
I don't remember.
People who are trying to be like justice for Donnie, and I love Donnie, but I think Donnie would admit. Why did Donnie stand up from the desk or walk to the monitor for a written question? What was he show like? Just read the question.
You lost time. And he was calling a guy that would definitely know it.
Yeah. Also, Ken Jack blew Siriana. He kept naming movies, and he went with, like, wet, like something movie. It was a made-up movie name.
Donnie missed a Jimmer Fredette question, didn't he?
And so did Ty. Like, they did miss questions they should have gotten. So, again, like, I think blame that. Like, that's my thing. But people, my thing that I said last night was, if this becomes like Jeopardy or Millionaire, great shows, this show sucks and it should not be happening anymore. It has to have a little bit of chaos.
But it was upset week on the dozen. You had the number one seed go down. You had the number three seed go down. And
two.
Then
two
well, they were two. I thought
it was two.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
He was a fraud. The seeding was obviously fucked up.
Rico's permanently on that team now. And so is Mark Titus. Mark Titus
Rico's never permanently on anything.
Oh, as permanent as Rico can be.
Right, yeah. Rico is never. He says he's permanently on this show, and he walks out after 3 minutes because somebody looks at him wrong. Love him, though. Fantastic guy. Congratulations to Big Cat. I don't know if you guys saw it. He just tweeted out. He was so upset that people are mad at him for the dozen. He went and had a kid this morning.
This is ridiculous.
Wow. He went and had a kid, yeah. So he tweeted out that mom and baby girl are doing fine, doing
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic.
And this was like 2 minutes before the show. So
wow.
I texted him congratulations already because I'm a great friend. You guys probably didn't.
I did.
I did too.
I did as well. Anybody else? Nate?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Good.
So, why do you have a can of primer next to you?
There's no telling what in this room. Probably because when they painted these boards, I would think.
Actually, it's for this thing right here.
What thing?
I set you up. I was just trying to mess with you.
That cube?
Oh. Yep, it's for the cube. That's the primer is here so we can refinish the cube if we need to. I'm trying to get it to work. Also, this thing came straight from Asia.
What
this,
are you doing?
This thing is all in a
different
When
did you
light.
Get a remote?
I'm trying to make this thing spin.
Oh, okay.
This isn't even the right product.
I just don't understand why you just have the remote in your hand.
I'm trying to make this thing spin.
Why? Yeah. We're not sponsored by Heineken at all.
Yeah, we're not.
That's
true. You're not. You're not. Your show.
Yeah. All right. If you can go ahead and move that. Oh, they're just zooming in on it.
Yeah.
That way they can get closer to our crotches, which would be nice. And Jeff's still playing with the remote.
Is the cube actually supposed to spin? Or am I,
yeah, it spins all the time. It does spin. It's spun before.
That's
spun. Unnecessary.
Why isn't it just like on like a Lazy Susan?
Spun? Spun.
Spun.
Yeah, span.
Sure.
It span once.
Get off of me.
Jeff, what are you doing? You're just walking around? Just grabbing your body armor edge?
Body armor?
What's the sponsor of this show?
I'm about to tell you, Nick.
Is it?
I was setting you up, Brandon.
I was thanking you, Nick.
There's a witch sponsor.
There's
just
have,
so many.
I have so many, but you know what?
One of them body armor?
It's not. Not right now. One of them's underwear.
One of them is germs be gone.
MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. That's why MeUndies not only uses sustainable, breathable, soft-as-heck fabric, they also give you endless styles to choose from. It's total comfort inside and out. MeUndies offers classic colors to ridiculous prints. It's also you can fully express yourself in your own unique way. MeUndies are available in a range of sizes from extra small to 4XL. Never leave your couch again with a MeUndies membership, a monthly subscription that sends new pair right to your door. Each month, you'll choose new undies or socks and pick the style or color or print that feels most to you. Please enjoy discounted pricing, free shipping, and exclusive early access to new launches. Love your butt and get the membership. To get your 15% off your first order or free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/picks. That's MeUndies.com/picks. All right, we'll do the Hall of Very Average in a couple of minutes.
Brandon, you changed your Twitter profile picture.
I did,
You look handsome.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was that was from Sex Night a couple of weeks ago with my wife.
Nice. Really?
Yeah. We went to Scarpetta in New York. That picture was taken in Scarpetta.
That was pre-sex.
That was pre-sex. No. That was post-sex and pre-sex.
I guess most things are post-sex.
That was between sex. No, we had a pre-sex meal before the meal, and then we had a post-sex.
What did you eat with that spoon?
Dessert. I had, she had the creme brulee, I believe, and I had the tiramisu. Oh.
You had dessert before sex?
How do you eat, when you have a spoon, how do you eat your dessert? Do you go scooped out part up, or do you upside down onto the tongue?
Yeah, nobody does that.
What is
up,
that?
Up.
The proper way to
up.
Do it. Is
that's
it really?
Not the proper way to do it.
I think
it
the proper way to use it is
I mean, it is.
Bring it into you.
I've never heard of that.
No, you spoon and then...
The airplane landing.
No, I keep my tongue as off of silverware as much as possible.
Mm. Well, then the way you're doing it is
you keep
more
your tongue off most things.
Yes.
No, that's more silverware then.
What?
You take the spoon. So here's the spoon. Here's like the pudding or whatever. You turn it upside down onto your tongue.
No, I would use my, you know, like those Chuck E. Cheese games that like slide the coins. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do with my teeth.
Yes,
I don't want my tongue
that's
to touch
a
silverware.
Lot of silver. That's a okay.
That's a lot of pressure on the teeth, though. I mean, your teeth do a lot of work there.
Yeah, that's what they're for.
Yeah, they're for the chewing. I don't think they have to do the. I don't think they have to take it off the fork.
You're wrong.
One more little funny dozen thing. My grandmother watches the show, and
that is
so there's an auto-populate video, obviously, after the dozen.
Yeah.
But since it's for some reason the auto playlist on the Barstool YouTube is not going to other episodes of the dozen. It's going to related topics, which, I mean, I guess that's YouTube's algorithm. So I got a text from her saying, hey, love the episode. That was a fun match, yada, yada, yada. Next text. I go, oh, thank you, love you. Like, I'll call you later. She goes, does Steve Robinson leaving impact you at all? And keep in mind, like they didn't say it in the match, so it must have been. It was she watched the Kirk Minahan show for at least 30 minutes.
Oh man,
grandma has a flow chart and she couldn't connect it. Now.
She's going to say winner winner chicken rat dog dinner at bingo soon. Good God.
So NBA playoffs last night, the Wizards go ahead and take care of the Pacers. So we got one more play-in game, but my question, Big Ev, is this. NBA play-in tournament, yes or no?
No. I think the 7 seed needs to stay safe. I think it's 8's there, 9 and 10 play 1, play 8, that's it.
Well, if the Warriors win tonight, we're going to end up with the 7 and the 8 making it in both.
I'd be perfectly fine with it not being a thing.
Right, so then what was the point of all of it? We had, in the West, we had 2 close games the other night, 2 interesting games. In the East, all 3 games were blowouts.
Awful.
Not interesting at all. So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to – I know the ratings for some have been way down, and for the Lakers-Warriors, they were way up. So
the NBA
I know even the
–
I think someone I saw on Twitter, the Grizzlies-Spurs was the 3rd most-watched NBA game of the season.
Wow.
Which I don't know if that's all that great because that just tells you how bad the ratings were.
It makes sense because I think it's kind of the – people say it a lot with hockey, how playoff hockey is so great, and I totally get that. But, I mean, the NBA has kind of this gotten to the same where, like, the regular season just doesn't matter. Like, no one cares about winning game 47.
No, I
well, see, because, like, again, the bubble was down, I know, for ratings. So the bubble, I think, is a tough thing to comp with because the bubble was so strange. And some people didn't take it seriously. So we'll see. I mean, NBA ratings are down across the board. I do think the play-in tournament, I liked what they had last year with, like, it triggering a play-in if you're within a certain amount of games. Like, that's where – like, I know they want to force it. Remember before the COVID, they talked about playing, like, a summer tournament and stuff?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool. But I don't – it being forced every year just doesn't – I don't know. I mean
– I think the idea of in-season or postseason or summer tournaments in the NBA is a lot better than the actual reality of it.
I agree.
Like, you want that. You want that NCAA tournament-like atmosphere, but I don't think you can really – you can really force it. Plus, NBA playoffs have their own unique atmosphere. You know, series can have their own personalities. They can have their own storylines. Like, the series in the NBA is much different from NCAA tournament, but it's still good. Not as good, I don't think, because of the do or die. But, you know, Game 7 in NBA playoffs is epic.
Yeah.
And I really think I think they should just go back to top 8 seeds, make it, and be done with it.
I just think if they did a summer tournament, no one would care about it. I don't think fans would care about it either.
No, we're learning. I think we've learned that sports out of season really aren't generating much.
I think our sports clocks are very set in their ways. Because I agree, even like FCS, like no one was watching that. And I feel like when you say it, like when you say it in the fall, you're like, oh, like the like especially like say like end of football season, you're kind of realizing like your itch is about to not be scratched.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, I love spring football. And then it comes around, you're kind of like, eh.
Yeah, you're right. Zah, a lot of talk today in the chat about levels. Say my mic's above everybody else. My mic's good, but everybody else is a little low. I don't know.
That's how you ask for it before the show started, Brandon.
You they're saying that people louder. Can hear me and see me very, very clearly, but the other guys are like on a level below me.
So we just got new equipment installed in here, so bear with us, chat. We're working on it.
What they're saying is that I am front and center and the star of the show, and the other guys are like gum off my shoe. That's
they're not. Are they complaining, or are they just saying it?
They're just saying it as fact. Brandon's mom. Yeah. Mm. So Brandon's the only one you can hear, says T. Shinotu 145. And if there's anything I've learned, I do what T. Shinotu 145.
Yes, that – yeah.
I've always told you that.
You have always said that. Let's test. Test. Can you hear me? Testing. Hey.
Hey.
Tell them to repeat what I'm saying back.
Everybody repeat on what Nick's saying. If they could hear you, they would have known that's what you said.
What is?
Huh?
Nothing. Nothing good. What are they saying?
They are now saying, we love you, Zah for King.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So they're very fickle. Yeah, they're fickle and easy to please.
They're like goldfish because they forgot about the levels and now it's just on Zah.
Yeah, it's all about Zah. That's exactly what – Lindale White wasn't average. Lindale White was incredible in college. And Lindale White had a couple of decent years in the pros, right?
Was he a Titan?
He was a Titan.
Yeah,
he was okay.
I would say he had a 1,000-yard year.
Wasn't there like a good duo they had there?
Was it Lindale and Chris Johnson? Did they ever mix?
I think so.
I think they did. Yeah, they may have.
The timeline would add up.
Yeah, I think they mixed. So, Brandon, are you on crack? No. No, my family prefers meth.
TJ Duckett.
TJ Duckett, I like that one, yeah. A lot of these guys will be in our Madden PS2 draft.
Yeah, that's why I tried to avoid football.
Because TJ Duckett is all up in there.
Yeah, I tried to avoid
football. And William Green, another one that I mention a lot because of
wife stabbed
my
him.
One seat. What?
His wife stabbed him.
Really?
Yeah, that was the beginning of the end for William Green.
I would think getting stabbed by your wife is usually the beginning of the end.
Yeah, he didn't die.
Oh.
I would have just said he died.
I would have liked you to tell me exactly how that happened if you told me he died.
Yeah, he had an okay rookie season, a decent one that was marked by a big run to get the Browns in the playoffs. That was about it.
Dan Stokel says Nick's voice is very soothing, but still a little low.
Thank you, Dan.
A little low.
I appreciate you, friend.
Me?
Lindale and CJ2K
better?
Were called Smash and Dash. They were Smash and Dash, by the way, no, that's on the next one.
Who were the Giants, Thunder and Lightning?
That was Brandon Jacobs and
no, we had a couple.
Ahmad Bradshaw.
But
there
we also had.
But there was one
what's
with
his name
with
was
Tiki.
Ward was. We had a
Dane?
Couple guys.
Who was the running back? Was it Ron Dane and Tiki Barber? Is that
not really though? Like they had.
I had a buddy with a Jacobs Giants and, poster when I lived in Connecticut.
Jacobs and Bradshaw both ran for 1,000 yards.
I remember them being called.
Yeah,
Thunder
but it was
and
it
Lightning.
Was definitely before them. Because I had a buddy that had a Giants poster about Thunder and Lightning, and it couldn't have been any later than 2002.
2002.
So
that's before Jacobs.
90s was
yeah.
That would have to be Ron Dane and Tiki Barber, but Ron Dane wasn't very good.
Was Tiki already good?
Yes, probably.
Yeah, you're right. He was good for a while.
He's fumbled a lot at that time, but he was good.
Maybe the chat will know.
I found the poster. Ron Dane, Tiki Barber, Thunder and Lightning.
That timeline
that's
had to
just,
be. But.
Let me see that poster. That's a cool poster.
That's a cool, very cool poster.
Brandon.
How do you put Thunder on there?
2006 Clemson, Thunder and Lightning, who?
2006 Clemson, Thunder and Lightning.
My favorite one of all time.
Too early for CJ Spiller, isn't it?
Nope.
CJ Spiller's one?
And?
Is it another running back or is it Woodrow Dantzler? Okay. No, Dantzler was too early. Another running back. CJ Spiller.
Clemson 06.
And,
yeah, this is a really good one. I'm actually really pissed I don't know this.
Spiller I knew, but.
I thought he was going to be a Hall of Famer. I loved CJ Spiller.
Fuck. This is a bad look.
Who is it?
Andre Ellington was right
James
after that,
James Davis.
Right?
Yep.
I don't remember James Davis. I mean, I remember him now that you said it. But
played
I
on the Ravens
that.
For a hot minute, I think.
Yeah. I'm actually really pissed I didn't know that. That's an old college football video game answer that we should have known.
Yes, it very much is.
Good pool with the West Virginia as your most overpowered.
They were unstoppable.
Yeah.
Pat White, Steve Slayton, Noel Devine, and Owen Schmidt.
Don't get me started. Yeah.
They were incredible. They also had a good receiver on
that. Did you ever
Darius
play with
Reynaud.
LSU when they had Trindon Holliday and you could just do a dump-off screen to Trindon Holliday? You could never catch him.
Trindon Holliday was amazing. He was like 5'6", and he was
made Pat McAfee famous.
He might still have the record for punt. No, Javier Arenas has the record for punt returns. All right, NBA playoffs. The East is set. We got 1 Sixers against 8 Wizards.
Let's go.
We got the Nets against the Celtics. We have the Bucks against the Heat, and the 4 and the 5 is the Knicks and the Hawks. I think the East is low-key going to be really fucking good. Everybody wants to hand it to the Nets. I can't see that. I think they'll be tested multiple times.
Nets-Celtics?
I don't think they'll be tested with the Celtics, but second round, it'll be Nets-Bucks second round.
No, I think they'll be tested.
Yeah. But I
just don't trust anyone else. That's my only issue.
I
can't trust the Bucks. The Sixers are the dark horse. Even though not really a dark horse, but I feel like it's always a team like that when everyone just gives up on you, that's when you break through.
I have to mention this. This is maybe my favorite book on the bet on the Barstool Sportsbook in Pennsylvania right now. I mentioned earlier this week, I love the Sixers at +300 to win the East, because if it's not the Nets, it logically has to be the Sixers in my opinion. We have it boosted in Pennsylvania to +600.
Wow. Yeah.
If I like it at +300, I mean, +600 is, you've got to bet it. Auto bet. $50 to win 300? Come on. You got to do that. So Sixers on the Barstool Sportsbook at +600 to win the East in the state of Pennsylvania. So go ahead and
I'm going to have a boost on the Knicks to win the series as well. That'll be out tomorrow.
What's your boost? Because I think they're going to win the series.
Hopefully get it plus money.
Yeah.
It's around a pick 'em right now, so I'd imagine some plus money on the Knicks.
And then we're waiting on the Warriors and Grizz, but Jazz versus the Warriors or Grizz, Suns against the Lakers, and Suns are +180. No, I don't think anybody in the world's betting them, but I think that's worth a little shot, right? They're still the number 2 seed.
Yeah, still a good team. I do think they're going to lose, but
Nuggets, Blazers, and Clippers-Mavs. Clippers-Mavs in the bubble where that was just an incredible series.
Yep.
And you had Luka that hit that shot.
Yeah.
That has a chance to be the series of the playoffs.
I like
I'm
the
excited
Mavs
about
there.
That. You like the Mavs?
Like you're gonna take a, yeah, I assume they're dogs in the series.
They're plus money. Yeah, I don't know where it is. But, yeah, why don't we go ahead and do picks, Big F, because I don't know how long the Hall of Fame average is going to last.
Javier
Arenas.
That was in our college football
I got that
trivia
right.
show.
I got that.
That
over
was a
Ben
big
Mitz.
Answer for us.
Mm-hmm. That
but he was a DB, right?
He was, but he was a punt returner.
He played for Why Bama, right?
I
wrong guy. Had wrong, Tyrone Prothro. That was the guy. Receiver? Yeah. That's the catch. That's the catch.
Southern Miss, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was yeah. like, why did Javier Arenas make that catch? Why, as a
he didn't.
Okay.
He
okay.
didn't. Yeah, Tyrone Prothro. And that was like 2000, 2001. Yeah, but I got Javier Arenas on a steal to force overtime when we came back and beat them back in trivia. When's the Best Of DVD come out?
We've got to edit the rest of the episodes first.
All right. Okay. At least a preview mag for season two?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for season two. There's a lot we have to put together, but I'm very, very excited.
How much of a break do you think you're going to take?
I'm on a trip, like, here, not a vacation.
Yeah.
I'm on a trip here for work, and we're gone. Actually, they announced it. If go to Dana's Twitter.
Casey's Twitter.
Casey's Twitter. We're looking for people. I won't be back until mid-June.
Yeah, this is the last time I'll see you until
yeah,
June.
Yeah, you and I are going to see each other, yeah.
So I'm going all next week.
Are we going to the mall tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll go to the mall.
Where are you going to the mall?
The mall in Jersey.
American Dream.
The Xanadu, the American
you
Dream
come?
Mall.
Kinda. I've been to American Dream, yeah.
I've never been.
What?
Why wouldn't I?
Why I want Auntie Anne's.
I have four kids. I've taken there's the fucking indoor water park. There's all that Nickelodeon stuff. I've taken them to that.
What Nickelodeon stuff?
There's Nickelodeon
that's
park
the
in the mall.
That's the theme park that we've looked
at. I thought it was a Shrek roller coaster.
No, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, yeah. Anyway.
Nickelodeon amusement park.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's indoor water park. I've been to American Dream multiple times, buddy.
Wow. They
huge.
Almost built an F1 track underneath it. That was going to be United States F1 track, but then it's in Austin.
Huge ice rink in there. It's a gigantic
and a
rink.
And a ski slope.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. That must be new. Why are you pointing at me?
Oh, so the dozen will be back last week of June, early July is kind of like the tentative goal. But there's stuff we got to – also, you need to take a little break because you don't want to be
– How often will there be a tournament?
Once a year.
Okay.
And I imagine we'll end up being 3 a week by like September. That just seems inevitable.
All right, let's do picks.
You're
going to
die.
We'll do
the
Hall of
– That's fine.
Okay. Do the Hall of Very Average. So Marty Mush is inexplicably – hot.
Not Mush.
Marty.
I'm just sorry.
Marty. We keep saying
wait,
this.
Wait, did he Mike stud himself?
That's very clearly Marty
and
Mush.
And it's been a phenomenal first
he took
career.
It out of his, you know,
he has
how
to
you change your name.
No, he has to change the rest of his Twitter name. I can't accept that.
Change his whole at and everything?
You can't toe the... It's one or the other.
It seems too late for a rebrand for him.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, this is gambling talk. This is...
Yeah.
He's got a brand he's built, but... So, you gotta win some money.
So Marty is he went 3-0 last night. I think did you go 4-0? Was that you?
No.
Somebody went 4-0 yesterday.
Not. No.
Rico went 4-0. Oh yeah, he was actually on the show yesterday. So
your generic average 2-2.
I went 3-1, you went 2-2, and then Mincy went 2-3-1. Mincy will be back Monday, I believe. Marty will be back Monday. I don't know about Rico next week. I guess we'll lead off with me and you since we're fourth and fifth. I'll go first. Warriors Grizzlies tonight. I like the under 221. Both Western Conference games went under the other day, significantly under this number. Red Sox money line tonight. Braves Pirates under. Rockies D-backs over. I woke up this morning and there was a tweet about the weather in Colorado and how it was blowing straight out, and I didn't care about who was playing. I didn't care who was pitching. I just decided to bet the over right then and there. Rockies D-backs over, and then Avs -1.5. That's a bet that's 2-0 for me in the playoffs. I think they're significantly better than the Blues, and I think they're going to win the Cup. So
nope.
I like Avs. You all right? Jeff?
Go ahead.
No, I said the Avs are going to win the Cup, and you went, nope.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You don't think they're going to win the West? What if Vegas doesn't get to the Avs?
I agree. They still may not. The winner of that, I think the winner of that series, I think if it's Vegas, the Avs, the winner is going to win the Cup.
Big F.
All right, just baseball today.
Just baseball.
I like the under, but basketball's been killing me. I can't.
Every diamond.
So I got the Rangers +110, Kyle Gibson on the mound, the one lone gem for the Rangers. I got the Tigers +140. They've been scrappy live dogs. I got the Padres -1.5. I got the Cubs, and I got those pesky Yankees in a pick 'em tonight.
Those pesky Yankees.
Yep, those pesky, scrappy New York
You bet
Yankees.
Them every day.
Yeah.
Okay,
they've been winning.
Do we have everybody else's picks? I don't know who got them in, who didn't.
Yeah.
All right, so go with Marty next since he's in first place.
Well, he didn't submit them on time.
Okay. So why did you tell me he had them?
Because I have them.
All right, well, what are they?
Yeah, Yankees money line, Brewers money line, Warriors money line. No, Warriors minus 4.5, not money line.
Okay, and give me Rico or Ben Mintz. I don't care. Rico is White Sox money line, Indians money line, and A's money line. He's baseball only as well. And Ben Mintz has Mariners money line plus 180, Dodgers money line minus 148, A's minus 1.5, and Oakland team total over 4.5. He sees something he likes out there. And Warriors money line minus 200. Why would he take more Warriors?
I think he meant minus 4.5.
You think he meant minus 4.5? He probably did. You got any picks?
Yeah, the Chazé parlay. The seventh edition of the Chazé parlay. Last week it was boosted up to 4250, which is great. Didn't hit.
Real quick, 10 seconds, Nick. Name every other member of NSYNC. Go.
Lance Bass. I'm going to say J.C. Chazé, Justin Timberlake, and
two more.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
One more.
Red hair.
Not red hair.
That's an easy one.
Big guy.
Joey Fatone.
Yes.
Oh. It's red hair.
I wanted to
Did
say.
He not?
No.
The most successful one,
you're
Joey Fatone.
You're thinking of Brian from Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, that's what
I had
you're
Fatone
thinking
in my head.
You're
I
thinking
thought
of
he,
Brian from Backstreet
thought he
Boys.
Was a ginger.
All five Backstreet Boys, go.
Howie D. Kevin. Nick Carter.
Mm-hmm.
AJ McCool.
Probably.
Is that his name? I thought it was McClane.
Okay. Maybe that's what he went. I don't know.
McCool. That's Droopy Droopy McCool.
And Brian.
Brian. Just Brian. Brian. Yeah. The blonde-haired boy, right?
Yeah, he was the short. He got cancer. He lived.
And that's just, okay, well, thanks for bringing up. No red hair there.
He's the most famous one.
Right there,
Fatone?
Right there.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, that's how I remember.
They've all gone. You think, yeah.
Dyed red hair.
Fatone is the voice of.
He looks like a Big Ten offensive
right.
line coach.
Is he the voice? He's the voice of the Price is
Right.
He looks
like Brett Bielema.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Fatone's crushing.
I don't think I've watched.
And Family Feud.
Lance Bass is getting crushed.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Good guy.
Is he?
What's Bass doing? Is he the least
He's
famous?
From Mississippi.
He tried to go to space.
I said
that?
He joined NASA, I think.
He was just on The Circle season 2 on Netflix.
Bass?
To an extent.
Hell yeah. I love to see him do well.
Kirkpatrick's dead.
No, Kirkpatrick was the voice of Chip Skylark on Fairly Odd Parents.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that.
The kid from Together died, though.
Did he?
Yeah, of cancer, I believe.
Two of LFO are dead.
Two of LFO.
Both of them?
L and O.
L and O. So just F left.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man. Huh. O-Town, any update? Ashley Parker Angel? Was that O-Town?
Oh, yeah. Ashley Parker Angel was in O-Town. What was Jesse McCartney in? Dream Street?
Dream Street, yes.
Okay, you know this.
Came into the studio a couple years ago. Great guy.
I'd 98 degrees, him. Healthy?
Yeah, that was my first ever concert.
Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey and his brother are in that. What's his brother's name?
Brian Lachey?
Dick Lachey?
Nick and Dick Lachey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lachey boys.
Yeah.
You know?
Who was the other one?
There were four
Rick.
People in 98
three.
Degrees.
It was
Nick, Dick,
three.
Rick, and Eric.
Nick Lachey in his Cincinnati Bearcats hat.
Yeah, he was always wearing a Bearcat
hat. He's going to be a billionaire. He bought up all the weed licenses in, I believe, Ohio, and once it's legal, he's like the weed king of Ohio.
Damn, Lachey.
Go ahead.
Okay, so here's what you get. If you do this Barstool Sportsbook app, Indiana, if you're listening, your first chance to do the Chazé parlay.
It's exhilarating.
Yes. I mean, it's why would you not just throw something on this?
Mm-hmm.
Panthers Lightning over 5.5. Maple Leafs money line, Portland Denver over 227.5 in the NBA, Cleveland money line, baseball Justin Tafa and UFC money line, and then soccer straight down the list. Sampdoria in Italy, Atletico Madrid, Spain, and then MLS Houston Dynamo and LA Football Club.
And do you know the number on this yet?
Nope.
Okay.
I just sent it in. It's probably around 4,000.
All right, that's the Chazé parlay. The J.C. Chazé parlay or just the Chazé parlay?
Just the Chazé.
Just the Chazé mm-hmm. parlay.
Yeah.
Could be anybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has nothing to do with it.
Not a thing.
Yeah. Well, don't rule him out. What if he wants to be involved?
He can be.
We've been talking with the Chazé camp. they're interested.
All right. NASCAR heading to Austin this weekend. You know what they say, everything is bigger in Texas, including the racing. Also, the penises. The Barstool Sportsbook is offering exclusive bets for you to get in on the action and win big. You got guys like Martin Truex this weekend. You got Kyle Busch at 8-1. Ryan Blaney is a great value at 22-1. Chase Elliott's out there. So that's it. A lot to bet on with NASCAR. The Barstool Sportsbook.
Chase Elliott's a great play this weekend.
App will have fantastic exclusives for NASCAR all season long. Stay tuned for our picks later this week. I just gave it to you. Actually, my pick is Kyle Busch at 8-1. Marty's pick was Chase Elliott.
It's a road course. It's the F1 track.
Be sure to tune into the Texas Grand Prix at Circuit of the Americas this Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1. The Hall of Very Average.
Ooh. I used to be a huge NASCAR guy in high school. Loved it.
Really?
Loved Matt Brian Kenseth. Vickers.
Yeah.
Brian
Vickers. You have a friend from high school who?
I do. There's a kid that races that from my high school.
Oh, no, that just loves NASCAR.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Don't want to talk about him. He's a weirdo. Shaves his beard too high.
My favorite driver as a kid was Rusty Wallace.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just like the name Rusty Wallace.
Yeah, it's a good
Plus
one.
Plus, he drove the Miller Genuine Run draft car, and it was a
great
cool
name. Right? Greg Biffle.
Greg Biffle.
Greg Biffle.
Yeah. Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle's always a good one.
Lake Speed was a NASCAR driver. Back
Damn.
Then. Yeah.
Vickers' wife was the, she set up the little St. James flights.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. She has been accused as being the number one assistant to...
Fun fact.
The Epstein's.
Whoa, okay.
That is a fact.
Hmm. Good for her.
Can we tilt the TV a little more to the hallway, Nate, please?
You know you're not hosting this one.
Oh, but you have to see it,
we
too.
To see
it's completely tilted for you.
I know. I'm just making fun of you for taking over the show. And
I'm just helping.
It's initiative.
You and I do a good little... Abbott and Costello.
No, I love the...
shall I keep going?
I love our Friday shows. What have we drafted so far? We've drafted our 2000s baseball players.
Random
baseball players. I can't remember what else we drafted.
We did when you weren't here 1 week. Yeah, we did a logos
we did
draft
logos.
And you weren't here.
We're going to do Madden PS2 draft very soon. But today is not... It's a draft, but it's the Hall of Very Average. Just the most average things in the world. I don't know who wants to start. Nick, it was your idea.
It's going to be based on the graphic.
Jeff starts.
Okay. Wait, the graphic is what... Is dictating all this?
Yeah, because it's already
it's
built
however
and in order.
The order is Jeff, Nick, Ev, Brandon, and then Snakes.
I would like a pick as well.
There are no overlap.
At what point was I going to be told about the order?
Right now.
Okay. I didn't know until just now either.
Okay, so it's gonna do one at a time?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're first.
Yeah.
All right, let's see who my first induction is in the Hall of Very Average. I think I know what it is. It's the McChicken.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow, what a pick.
The McChicken is... It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. They have better chicken items on their menu. It's just very basic McDonald's lettuce. For some reason, I think the McChicken lettuce is like a little worse.
Yeah.
Like there's a bag of like
McChicken
worse.
Lettuce. They keep it like on top of the microwave or something.
Yeah. The mayo like kind of disappears into the bun. It's good. Like I enjoy it. But it is the most average chicken sandwich.
Do you think
there.
It's too bold to claim that the McChicken is nobody's favorite food?
Yeah, well, I was going to say this. You never go to McDonald's to get the McChicken. The McChicken's always a result of this order right here where you look at the menu and like,
it's a dollar.
You're fucked up and you just like, you're hungry. You add one
more
thing
McChicken.
On.
It's I will say this. I bet it's one of the most if you broke down one of the most ordered items that goes uneaten. Because I feel like if you're like, did I order enough? And you order the McChicken and then you eat, you're like, I did. And you just don't eat
that's
it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. 50% of ordered McChickens are thrown away without a single bite.
Yep.
All right. So who's second? Nick?
Me.
All right. Nick is up next.
I went with yawning. just like a thing. It's just sneezes feel good.
Yeah.
Burps kind of suck. Yawning.
Your picture too.
PJP.
Yeah.
No, your picture.
No, you're you.
Oh yeah, it's when I send to Brandon all the time.
sending every day. You slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, it's for special occasions now.
That is Pope John Paul yawning.
Yeah. It's just yawning.
It is. Just
it's just a thing.
It's a very average thing we do.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, fuck, I'm going to yawn. Oh, I'm going to yawn.
It also has no.
Oh, fuck.
You're going to make me yawn. It has no real significance either.
No.
And you, if you do it, you're never mad.
No.
Fuck,
I fucking yawned in church. Everybody looked at me.
You can do it without even noticing.
Nobody would know.
All right, Big Ev is, I believe Big Ev is up next.
Oh, TV just went off?
The TV went off, and it's on. It did this yesterday for a second, too. I believe there's a demon inside of it.
There is a demon in the TV.
All right, Big Ev.
I believe this should be the first athlete off the board.
Oh,
wow.
So this was my most confident pick on my entire board. Nick Collison.
You know
Collison.
His number's retired?
Yeah, but he just because he played there. He,
right, I
he
know.
He averaged
this is
six
a good
points,
in Oklahoma
five
City?
Rebounds a game.
That, his number is
that is
retired.
The most 6-5 for a career. It's the most average.
That's
look
great.
At him.
That is great.
Look at him.
He is the most average.
That is as average as it gets.
Whenever
he's an average NBA player.
Whenever I created myself in video games, it was to replace him on the team.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I love that pick right there.
That is a great
pick.
Whenever I ran out of creative, because they used to cap how many creative players you could make, and I used to love making like my friends and stuff, the first person I'd replace was Sage Rosenfels.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I guess I'm up next. I don't know who's the first on the graphic. I think I know, but So Jimmy John's sandwiches.
Whoa, you're this.
Jimmy
is,
John's.
These
sandwiches.
Are. Oh, fuck you.
Here's the thing about. Oh, you're not going to like my list at all. Here's the thing about Jimmy John's. They're not even trying to make you a great sandwich. They're not telling you they make a great sandwich. They're not telling
fuck you too,
we have a very good sandwich. What they're telling you is, we'll make it real fast. Just take it and fucking go. Or if you're at the home, we'll bring it to you and throw it to you. Fine. Jimmy John's isn't trying to be great. Jimmy John's is just, you're on the road. You pull over. You see the sign. That's a highway sign that says Chick-fil-A. Line's going to be too long. Wendy's, I might have to wait. Oh, Jimmy John's? I can get it and go.
Their mayo is phenomenal somehow, and the bread. Oh, I think it's a chemical reaction between their bread and the mayo. No. It's an incredible experience.
The first thing employees do at Jimmy John's in the morning is they walk in, they take the mayo, they cut it in half, and they put water in the rest of it. It is the wateriest mayo.
They're doing something right. And the bread is undeniable.
The bread's fine.
Wait. You have to talk about the bread. What you used to do.
Yeah. If you get the day-old bread, you can buy an entire uncut loaf for a nickel. And so I had it just all through college.
Just with
the full baguette.
Jimmy John's bread.
Yes. A nickel. Name one other thing that's a fucking nickel.
No, I can't. I guess a piece of gum and like
a bazooka.
Bank.
Is that like 10 years ago?
All
right. One single piece of bazooka.
You cannot name one other thing that's a fucking nickel.
Did you keep nickels around just for this?
No. Sometimes I'll throw quarters and get multiple.
All right. Jeff.
I think it's Brandon again, right?
Oh,
it's snakes.
I don't know who it is, so just pull up the graphic and we'll... All right, Milky Way candy bars.
This is a good pick.
Milky Way candy bars. Okay. You never go to the store. If you go to a candy bar, you're going to buy a Twix. You're going to buy a Snickers, maybe a Nestle Crunch. If you go get the fun size and the bowl is there, you will look for Snickers. You'll look for Twix. If Milky Way is still there in the fun size bowl, you will eat it, but you've never had a great reaction to it.
I know where Jeff's going with this.
It's fine.
You're going to pass over the Milky Way for its sister product.
Yep.
What's the Milky Way Midnight, the dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
That's better. Delightful. That's not even the best Milky Way. Yeah.
Milky Way is the most average, middle-of-the-road candy bar that never offends you if you have to eat it, but you never suggest it and you never go out of your way to get it ever.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I would pick it over an Almond Joy.
Yes, you would.
I've never put a Milky Way in my mouth and was like, oh.
It's the Nick Collison of candy bars.
Sure. Average.
Very average.
Yeah,
so,
everything on this list will be the Nick Collison of its thing. Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Big Ev.
I went a little outside the box on this one.
Missionary sex.
Missionary.
Oh, my.
Are those two Mormons?
Wait.
Those are missionaries.
Those are missionaries.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, it's missionary sex.
I didn't pick the picture for the record. What? Just classic missionary, girl on guy, girl on top, vaginal penetration. Just safe, basic as it gets.
That is the...
I don't think that's classic missionary sex.
That sure is.
More adventurous missionary sex.
That is shocking.
That's a dry hump, but...
missionary sex...
It is the most average. It's the right down the middle.
Right.
Yeah.
50%.
Just like...
You will certainly take it whenever you can get it.
92 mile an hour fastball right down the pipe.
Man. Missionary sex. That's a good one.
The picture was
I didn't know how that one would be received. I went back and
No, that's good. I'm bad at it.
I'd say you're...
Very.
How could somebody be bad at missionary sex?
I found a way.
Let me read this ad because I don't know when I'm going to get in otherwise. Yeah. I found an incredible website you got to check out. Nuts.com is the best-kept secret of savvy snackers across the country. Nuts.com isn't just for nut lovers. It's your one-stop online pantry shop. And your... they've got great variety, including candies, dried fruits, pantry items like baking mixes, pasta, and more. They've got also white chocolate toffee cashews, bourbon pecans, crystallized ginger, honey, sesame sticks. Over 4,000 products to choose from. NewNuts.com customers get free shipping on your first order when you text Barstool to 64,000. So text Barstool to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order from Nuts.com. That's Barstool to 64,000. Terms apply. Available at Nuts.com/terms. Nick.
My pick?
I believe it's your pick, isn't it?
Jason Avant.
Jason
Avant.
There
it is.
The most average wide receiver. I think he averaged 450 yards a year. He was like, you know, when you play fantasy, there's always that player that's been on everybody's team throughout the year. They're a bye week filler. They're dropped.
Right, yes. Yep.
That's Jason Avant. You're never confident with him. I think he averaged 423 yards
over
like his career.
He's like the prototypical number three receiver.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. That's like.
I was going to go
on a 9-7 team.
Yes.
Antoine Randall-L type. He's just
Randall-L had 1,000.
He had a little special.
You thought he was above average?
Randall-L had
Randall
moments.
He might not have been on Washington.
He threw a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl.
But he was a quarter. Yeah, he was trickery. He had that up his sleeve. Avant, what did he do?
He just was a third receiver on like a solid offense.
His best year was 679 yards.
The way you tell an average athlete is if you never have thought about him until Nick just said his name. Like if you were aware of him in his career, he retires. You don't even know he retires. He disappears, and you only think about him at moments like this.
Right, and I'm sure he's doing well, but he's just living out his life as Jason Avant.
Probably, I don't know. It could be an assistant coach somewhere. It could be just be living off his money. I don't
know. You know how like athletes are like, oh, they'll never have to pay for a meal in Philly again. He probably gets like half off places.
That's my favorite. By the way, that's my favorite. One of my favorite like things people say about athletes.
You'll never have to buy like, a drink there again. Why?
Yeah, like this, someone
he has a lot more money.
Yeah, he never will. Yeah,
Jeff.
I think it's
Aaron Rodgers. You gotta come.
Okay,
you gotta come to Houston. You'll never have to buy a fucking. It's like a random restaurant, like a Pierogi Mountain. You'll never have to buy a fucking pierogi in Houston again if you come here.
All right. My next one, I think. David Schwimmer.
no.
Get a load of this. That's such a good meme. Like, get a load of this society. David Schwimmer is never the best in anything he's in. He's also never the worst. Friends. Okay, he was the most. Like, some people love Ross. Some people hate Ross. Right down the middle. People versus OJ. Again, very. Like, he was just. Juice. That's all he did the whole time. Anything he's in, he's kind of like the sidekick, but he's not like the worst part. David Schwimmer is perfectly down the middle.
He's also in an average number of projects.
Yeah.
He's not like everywhere, but he's enough around where you're aware of him.
Is he a billionaire?
I was going to say, he must have infinite money.
Yeah, I mean, they're all rare. All the friend stars are fairly loaded.
It's crazy.
To varying degrees, but yeah.
All right, snake it.
All right, I believe the next then would be Bruce Almighty.
I love that movie.
Incredibly average.
It has its highs and lows.
I kind of like that movie.
There was a couple movies that I went down the list on. We Bought a Zoo was close, but I think We Bought a Zoo is like not very good. Bruce Almighty, it's fine.
It is.
It's fine. It is such a 70 out of 100. We recently watched it over the summer again. It was entirely shot on a studio backlot. And they say it's Buffalo, New York. It sticks out like a fucking sore thumb. Like, you're like, okay, that was definitely shot in Hollywood.
I never noticed. Yeah, now that you say it, I think that is
It's
right.
on, like, one street where you're like, they filmed 400 movies there. It just looks fake. It's a perfectly okay Jim Carrey role. It's the God role for Morgan Freeman. It won't blow you away. Jennifer Aniston's in it. There's just... It's just an average.
It's responsible for Evan Almighty, though.
Yeah, which is an objectively terrible.
I guess if
movie.
You turn the TV on and it's on, you don't get excited, but you don't immediately change the channel either.
Nobody walked out of Bruce Almighty, except maybe like people who were really offended by the God thing. But nobody just went and be like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But then nobody left and said, we got to go back tomorrow.
I think that's our first semi-controversial pick. I think
it's above average.
I think there are a lot of people that might.
No, I think it's very average. I would even go below average. I didn't like that much.
Wow.
I think it's a great average pick. I really do.
It hit me at a
good time. It's fine. I think I probably gave it a 70.
Yeah.
Maybe a little lower. I might have lowered it this summer. I will say rewatch it. The studio backlot thing is bad.
Like, Niagara Falls does not look like Niagara Falls.
It's actually, I'm pretty sure it's a green screen.
Oh, there's also a scene where he makes all the cars move so he can pull his Lamborghini.
That's that street
I'm thinking, that's not Buffalo at all.
No, it's a studio
trying
backlot.
To make it look like Buffalo.
It's Universal Studios.
Nick.
Yeah. I went with the television show Rules of Engagement.
is that Patrick Warburton, right?
Yes.
Who's to say? Because I've only ever seen it waiting for the orthodontist. It's always on TVs and orthodontist offices. Nobody has a favorite episode. Nobody has a least favorite episode. It was on for 7 seasons. That's an average amount of time for a television show. Not too short, not too long. Rules of Engagement.
David Spade is in a shocking amount of average things.
Yes.
TV shows.
He's the common denominator. I mean, he would be
a
good
pick.
I've
been told I do a good Warburton. Have you heard it?
You do a great, yeah. Okay.
I can't believe Nick put me on the list.
Jesus, that's really good. That is really good.
What's wrong with that show?
Brandon, fun fact, during the NFL draft show that you hosted, David Spade was watching and he drunkenly DM'd me and I tried to get him on, but he said he was too drunk to come on.
David Spade was watching
the Barstool NFL draft show?
Hand to God.
DMing you?
DM'd me and I said... jump on with us. He goes, I'm too banged up. And I was like, I think we all are. And then that was it.
Oh, Brian Baumgartner was gone.
Yeah, he was. David Spade has the best.
You love that guy.
Fuck that guy, you chili spilling asshole. Get out of here.
David Spade has the best movie line of all time from Joe Dirt.
One podcast.
Which is, I got the poo on me. And I laugh and laugh and laugh. All-time movie.
All right, Big Ev, you've had a strong draft so far. Let's see if it continues. Right.
We're going back to the sandwich category here.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
The turkey club.
That's good. This is good.
Turkey is the most average deli meat just there is. It's not great. It's not awful. Just
like a
white bread.
Subway turkey club.
Just turkey club. Just
what if it was chicken? What would you if it's like a chicken club sandwich?
I think chicken's slightly above turkey.
Slightly above.
That's perfect.
Turkey is just average. Just very
and
average.
A club
just
is an average
lettuce
sandwich.
Lettuce and tomato.
Because if you're hungry and you maybe want like sliced chicken or like roast beef, but you get turkey, I feel like you're not going to be like, no, but you're like,
turkey, it's just right in the middle.
Well, you know you're going to be okay. You'll eat and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's pretty dry. Turkey's usually pretty dry.
It is, yeah.
Just dry-ass turkey.
All right. Pull up my graphic. I'll go two in a row here. I don't know. All right, so.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I was trying to think of a state. And there are so many states like mine that people look at, oh, that's a bad state, that's this. I don't know that I believe all that because I love the South. But when you list good states, you list bad states. Iowa's in the middle of everything. Iowa's in the middle of size, in the middle of population. Iowa's nothing but a state full of 34-year-old guys named Chris who sell insurance and shoot 95 on the weekends. It's just like there's nothing special about it.
I think below average.
You think it's below average?
I think landlocked states are either below average or above. Colorado, Tennessee, everyone else.
But I think everything about Iowa is in the middle. It's literally in the middle of the country. Like, it's not great. It's not terrible. It's just Iowa.
But like the entertainment there has to be below average.
Right. The two things I think
and
are
the cuisine has to be below average.
The fair and the Iowa caucus, which that's
the caucus.
Not like a
if
a
the caucus positive. Is your best thing, you're
yeah.
The caucus can't be your best thing.
No.
All right, let's roll on. I've got two left. I think this is Saturday Night Live.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Chris
Saturday
Dr. Night Live.
Spichemin?
This category is SNL cast members. And the most average SNL cast member ever is Chris Parnell. In a time where they had Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry and all these stars, he was just in every sketch, just standing there letting Will Ferrell be funny. He was just the most average guy they've ever had.
I think he's funny.
He'd always play kind of the same.
He played the average guy.
Yeah, he played the average guy.
Did he voluntarily leave that show, or were they, you've been here 15 years.
I think he just aged out of it. I don't know. But Chris Parnell is the most average guy that's ever been on SNL, and I stand by that.
Very funny part in Hot Rod, though.
Very funny part.
He's funny in Anchorman. He's got like funny parts, but especially at SNL, he was just the guy there to set up the funny people.
Has he ever been a main character in anything?
I don't think so.
Oh God, no.
He's just there.
You know, he tried to be MacGruber too, and they're like, oh,
Chris.
No.
He wrote MacGruber.
His lifetime. He's how old would you say he is?
Oh, he's got to be 50.
54.
He's 54. His lifetime screen time has to be like an hour and 20 minutes.
his demo reel is just all they're like, that's it.
That's
like,
everything I've
no,
ever done.
He helps other guys audition for things.
Yeah,
he was the main character of a one season CBS sitcom called Happy Together.
Yes, yes, Happy Together.
Damon Wayans Jr. and Chris Parnell.
No. Happy Together. That's one of those like CBS NFL Sunday, you hear it and
yeah.
All right. Big F.
We got a movie. Another movie off the board.
Ev, you're crushing
this.
The most average plot, average cast. You have essentially one star-ish, just average across the board. I've seen it. I barely remember what happens because it's just so forgettably average.
But here's the thing. Any guy that's tried to get pussy since that movie came out had to watch it at some point.
But it's not The Notebook. It's A Walk to
It's not
remember.
The Notebook.
Yeah, but it's just, right. Yeah.
It's the Kmart version
but
of Notebook.
You had to
average.
Watch it.
Shane West is pretty average too. Like that's a really,
yeah, what
yeah.
a pool.
Just average.
Yeah, that's a pretty good pick.
And I feel like the only reason I even know about it is because I'm such an Entourage fan, and Adrian Grenier is in it. He barely even speaks in it, but he's just in the movie.
I feel like Adrian Grenier is in a lot of very average movies.
Entourage sucks.
Ooh,
I didn't like it that much either.
I love
that's a different.
That's a tough take around this office though. It's,
I know.
It's like
I love Entourage. I understand how, like, I love, like, Trill makes the funniest jokes about it. Just like, oh, like, what are we going to do? Like, this movie offer, like, oh, we'll figure it out. Yeah. Like,
I just didn't, I did not like Entourage.
We'll just go back to Queens if it doesn't work.
Nick.
My pick?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get fucking roasted. Green beans.
Oh.
There's a lot of green bean lovers out there. Yeah. It's an average, average side, especially when it comes to vegetables. It's better than peas. It's worse than corn.
Yeah.
It is the most average side vegetable.
I was going to get
green
mad.
Green beans.
What about cauliflower?
Then I realized.
Bad.
Then I realized to really eat a lot of green beans, I had to put in a casserole. I love green bean casserole, but I don't really eat a lot of green
beans.
So
if like, you ask what the vegetable of the day is, they're like green beans, you'll probably get it. Yeah, not, I mean it's all right. Like, you're not
likely
like,
won't eat it.
Like if they forget to bring out the green beans, you're not going to like complain to the waiter. It's like, yeah, I ordered fucking green beans. Where are they? They're not. You're never going to do that.
Where's my green beans?
Where the fuck are my green beans?
I went to a barbecue place with one Casey Smith, and she ordered green beans as her side and got roasted for a full 4 hours.
Yeah, it depends on where you get them.
In the South now, it is a little different. Green beans are treated with a little more reverence.
Do they bake? They put bacon in it?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But
fatty bacon
green
too.
Beans, like if you go to like a cafeteria style restaurant, yeah. I would always get the green beans, but they don't really taste like anything.
No,
they're just wet.
Yeah, it is just wet texture.
I think they offer green beans, you just say sure.
Yeah, okay. Right,
Jeff.
All right, my next pick is Hudson Booksellers.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Nick and I actually talked about this yesterday.
We talk about Hudson Booksellers a decent amount.
We want somebody to open up a brick and mortar Hudson Booksellers. But Hudson Booksellers, you get there's SIs, there's Maxim, you get the magazines.
It's useful.
You're never going to go into a Hudson Booksellers for like a flight or going on the train and get blown away by the snack selection.
No.
You're like, okay, I want Cheez-Its, but this bag is so big.
And you don't think about Hudson Booksellers until you walk by it.
Right.
You never say, I'm going to the airport, I'm going to stop at Hudson Booksellers.
It's just so, like, everything is just there. Nothing will excite you. You're going to get, like, you will get what you want. If you want candy and chips, whatever, you'll get that. But you're never going to walk away and be like, fuck yeah, like, this was a find.
I always make weird impulse purchases there. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'll get a Fiji water and a Mad magazine. And I'm just like, why did I get, why?
I bought an
it's
Atlas Shrugged.
It's like something
shrugged.
In the air. Yeah.
I never opened it. 900 pages, bought Atlas Shrugged.
You bought you.
All right.
You bought Ann Rand and a Hudson.
So we got,
flight
we got
to
3
Vegas.
Minutes.
Okay,
three
okay.
Minutes
all right, this is
going to
piss a
okay.
lot.
His last pick.
Jeff's last pick.
Yeah, last one. I went with one athlete, Joe Blanton, heavy B. Joe Blanton, his career A can't be anything below 4. He won a World Series. Fine, that's cool. Career A is 438.
Yeah.
Just like
he looks average.
Back of the rotation, he'll go in, he'll pitch his 5 innings, probably give up 3 or 4 runs, and then you're just happy. Also, probably a jolly nice guy.
Nick.
Going to piss a lot of people off. Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn
Wow.
is in a bunch of average movies. Never the main character. He's like if a witch cast a spell on a stick figure. That's what he looks like. Most average looking guy. When he got a Nintendo Wii and he was making his Mii, it was just like the default character. He was like, yeah, I guess this is it. This works. I guess.
I have a take on Vince Vaughn. He went from way above average, like Wedding Crashers, to way below.
Right. And
so
it's
now
evened
he's
out.
Right
he's
in
just,
the middle.
Like if you put his work together, it's just like, yeah, this is
True
average.
Detective, way below average.
Wow. I never thought about it, but you make a compelling case.
Thank you.
But I think everybody would see Vince Vaughn and be like, whoa. No.
Is Vince Vaughn anybody's favorite actor?
Probably not.
It's valid.
Vince Vaughn's, maybe?
Miss Vaughn, his mom, yeah.
She likes Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
Big F.
We got shoes here. The Nike Air Mobs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they look so beefy in that.
The most basic, generic shoe on planet Earth.
Hold on. Just
was that taken with a fisheye lens?
Look at his graphic. Nick Allison, missionary sex. This is all over the world.
I think I put together a solid
draft.
It's a very good
draft. I think you won the draft.
I think you won the draft.
That's the beefiest shoe of all time.
Just the most generic, just plain white and navy blue.
Man.
Check mark, nothing fancy about it.
That is the stock like shoe mold.
Just
shoe.
Yes. When you think shoe, you just think that.
And everybody that owns a pair owns two, and one of them is just littered with grass stains.
Yes.
Just that is the grass cutting shoe of America.
Your dad mows really the lawn in them, and then he also has his
church pair.
All right, I guess I'll round out the draft. I might piss off a couple of people.
Fuck!
Former Major League shortstop, Pokey Reese.
World Series champion.
Pokey Reese.
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
Career batting average,
you
248.
Fuck off.
Career batting average, 248. You would pick him in fantasy at the very end of your draft because his name was Pokey Reese. He was decent in video games. 44 career home runs.
That is good.
Just a tremendously average baseball player. Can I see my graphic again?
You mentioned two guys the other day.
There it is.
Oh, there we go.
That's everybody.
The other day when I was on, you mentioned two guys who I thought would have qualified. Brandon Crawford, though he's like kind of the home run lead right now, I think, or close. And then Brandon Belt.
Yeah.
Another just two, like, very.
He's just named a bunch
actually,
of Giants.
I thought about Shea Hillenbrand. His numbers.
Oh, I love that one.
His numbers were, he batted 284. I was like, little too
yeah,
high.
That's, yeah,
he actually surprisingly made two All-Star games. I was like, he's off my average board.
I had a controversial one that I chopped at the end. I had what?
Yeah, who was it?
It was Food Network. I don't think a lot of people go to watch Food Network. Yeah, I think it's just on, and they say, all right, I'll settle, and they're always happy.
Yeah, nobody's like, oh, 8 o'clock, it's Cake Wars time.
Right.
But, like, pop popcorn for it.
But if you're going through and you're like, Food Network? Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll watch it. But I said, no, too controversial, and I like it a little too much.
I love
Nate,
it.
Who won?
Get the graphic up real quick one more time.
The winner is the best pick, Chris Parnell. Best draft overall, Big Ev.
Big Ev.
Well done, Ev.
Well done, congratulations, Ev. Your first draft with
us. Rules of engagement.
All right, so that is so the Yak is up next. That was Pick Central. Thanks, guys.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.